This is Shelby Mongan.
Cool. So I apologize. I normally don't read off my phone, but this was slightly short notice. I just had an epiphany today, and it felt really important to talk about. So it's not, like, that serious, though. Don't worry. So with the weird, specific, niche interests that I have, when those sort of things come up in common news, it's an uncomfortable feeling. It feels like someone is talking about me behind, and I can sort of hear, like, my name being mentioned, and I know it's probably not good. And that, it happens on occasion, but it has happened for me very recently, given the discussion around the new Star Wars movie and the character of Rey being a Mary Sue. Two caveats at the beginning. One, this is not going to be a terribly in-depth discussion of Star Wars, but regardless, this is your spoiler hashtag. If you haven't seen it, what are you doing with your lives? I know it's cold, but it's warm in the theater. The other thing is that this is not going to be a discussion of why Rey is or isn't a Mary Sue. There's a lot of good writing, because it's the internet. Look on the internet. There's plenty of it there. But instead, this is the defense of the Mary Sue as a concept. So, for those of you who don't know me very well or haven't been going to Nerdalogs very long, I have a long history with fan fiction. My number one accomplishment being the pioneer of the Grey's Anatomy fan fiction section on fanfiction.net. I've been writing fan fiction for a long, like a comically long time. Writing fan fiction formally as well as participating in online role-playing message boards. The lowest point of which was doing one for the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village. I won't apologize. And so in that time, the concept of Mary Sue was big. So for those of you who don't know the exact definition or have only heard the warped media version, Mary Sue refers to a character who is meant to be a port for the author. And it is a woman, almost always. And the idea is that she is so perfect and capable. And if she's flawed, it's in, like, the cute ways. Like, she's adorably flawed. Like, she's adorkable. And everyone loves her. And it's meant to be this massive concept of shaming, that this is a bad thing. This is bad writing. This is bad storytelling. We're not going to do it. And on Neopets in particular, which is where I spent a lot of time doing fanfiction writing, not going to apologize. There was an unspoken rule on the boards that every time that you started a new thread, the first post would have the rules of the thread. And so typically that would be like, okay, claim your character, put your story notes, whatever you're going to do. But the first rule, every time, and I never understood why, but I just followed this, was no Mary Sues. First thing you said, right out the gate. We will not tolerate this shit here. No Mary Sues. And I just went along with it, and I didn't think about it. I just assumed it was bad. I joined along with the shaming of other people doing the same thing. Fun fact, if you read literally any piece of fan fiction I've ever written, there's a Mary Sue in every single one. I constantly wrote, like, short, sort of chubby, brown-haired girls who were, like, klutzy but cute and everyone loved in the midst of all these stories. I was a Mary Sue factory at that time. That's what I did. I constantly did that. And I don't think I was very self-aware at the time. I just kept writing those stories. And they actually ended up being fairly popular. People read them. People commented on them. But I still sort of absorbed all of this bullshit about what Mary Sue's are and how wrong it is to have this character in there. And now that I look back and look past that sort of, like, confidence and self-loathing combination that came into the play, I'm just really angry that that was a thing that anyone was ever worried about. You can critique those characters for being poorly written because they were. Don't get me wrong. They were not well written. You can critique them on that basis. Please do. But you can't critique them on the basis of being a Mary Sue. Because at that time, I was a very strange teenager. Like, preteen teenager, too into teenager eventually. But I was a weird kid. And these characters not only allowed me to fulfill the fantasy of being in the middle of these properties that I was obsessed with, but also gave me the chance to feel out in a really safe space what I wanted to be when I grew up, what I wanted to grow into, who I wanted to be. And my stories were popular because other girls felt the same way. And other boys probably too, but let's be honest, that was not the majority of the conversation there. It was mostly the rest of us girls fawning over the same characters from shows. But we were all feeling out this weird in-between space of like, well, we're A, uncomfortable in our bodies because bodies are weird, and also, who do I am as a person? I want to be an adult, but I'm not an adult. What do I do with all these feelings? And we wrote them into fan fiction. That's what we did. I'm proud of those characters in theory, not in writing, but in theory, proud of those characters because they gave me a really safe space. And so now thinking about this idea of Rey as a Mary Sue, which, by the way, she's definitely not. Like, by definition, she isn't. We can talk about it at intermission if you're interested. But even if she was, who gives a shit? Because you know what? A lot of boys have had, especially in the initial Star Wars run, Mary Sue's of dudes. Like, Han, really? We're going to critique Leia? Or we're going to critique Rey for being a Mary Sue? We're not going to talk about Han and who Han is and how perfect he is and handsome in his vests and his suaveness. This is a thing that little girls could benefit from. I'm so sorry that you're upset that we have a idealized woman that someone can look up to. What a travesty in this world. So all of these stories, there really are lovely responses to these critiques of Rey as a character, and there can be valuable critiques of that movie, but the Mary Sue one falls really flat for me, because when you claim Rey as a Mary Sue, all I think is, sweet, please give me more of them. Thank you, guys.
All right, last minute fill-in. Shelby really rising to the occasion. Thank you so much. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Like, I think, okay, someone is raising Mary Sue. So what? Like, whatever. Even if she is. Which, yeah.
She's not.
There's no way. But let's, even if she was. Right. Who the fuck cares? She's great. All the new characters in that movie, great. If you want to hear me go on for 10 minutes about how I don't like what's recycled in that movie, I'll do that later, but I feel like a pariah for talking about it. So we'll wait till intermission. Anyway.